Griffith, and this is Let's Talk. Some of you may have picked up what we did the last four sessions, which was a little bit about how to communicate within relationships. We looked at Ephesians 4 and the four guidelines or rules of communication. And I thought this time it might be good to talk about another aspect of communication, and that is how we communicate with God. So you all are likely believers. You pray. You understand about prayer. You maybe read books about prayer, but I want to share something with you that has combined prayer and Bible reading in a way that has brought the Bible alive to me and also to my wife, Susie, as we participated with a Navigator program some years ago. So communication with God is not just praying. It's not just telling God what you think and what you want and praising Him, and those are all important things. But communication involves a two-way street. He responds. Now, I don't mean audibly. Don't accuse me of being a heretic right away. But with impressions, with context, with circumstances, with teachings that are in His Word. So I want to share with you a strategy for prayer that involves a two-way street. So, for example, what you could do in your morning quiet time or whenever is best for you, get a journal, get a little notebook, because it's very hard to remember these things without that. And start with prayer. Start by listing those things in your heart that you think will be of a great concern for you during your day or in the coming future, maybe a problem with work, maybe a problem in the neighborhood, maybe a problem with your kids, maybe a problem with the bills, whatever those things might be, or maybe a lack of opportunities. I know in my past there was a dry time where there was little opportunity to share my faith with anybody, and I would pray and say, Lord, you know, open the door with someone in the next day or two. Usually He did, but often I found by reading the scripture that the issue was my availability rather than His willingness to use me. So if we look at this program, it goes by five letters, M-P-P-C-A. M-P-P-C-A. What's that stand for? What is he talking about? What's the message of what you're reading? What's the principle of what you're reading? What's the promise? What's the command? And what's the application? In almost every passage of Scripture, there might be a few. If you like to read genealogies, you may have trouble in some of those. But in almost every passage of Scripture, you can find a message that applies to you, a principle that applies to you, a promise, a command, and an application. So let me show you how this works. So in a good passage in Scripture that has said a lot to me over the years is Psalms 1, and we can find in almost all those five or six verses of Psalms 1, one of those categories. And if you're thinking, here's what I've asked the Lord to do, I've asked the Lord to be involved with, I've listed these things, now I put on my journal MPPCA, and sometimes you can fill in those blanks, and sometimes you can't think of something, but most of the time you can, and it very much applies. So let me share from Psalm 1. And in the ESV, it goes like this. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law or the instruction of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So let's take verse 1. And verse 1 has a couple of points in it that apply to what we're trying to say. One, it says, blessed. What can you find in the very first word? And the other talks about walking in the way of sinners, those things that that involve us that are outside the Lord's will, and that we encourage us not to seek counsel from the ungodly, from those that are not believers, those that don't understand your point of view. But let's just look at blessed. You say, well, that's just one word. But what message for the M category might be in blessed? Blessed can mean showing favor. The Lord does show us favor. It can mean setting us apart, the old English interpretation of blessed. The old English word that is the foundation for blessed is B-L-E-S-D-S-I-A-N, B-L-E-D-S-I-A-N, which means from blood. And in the old English, it had to do with a mark or a mark of consecration in religious ceremony. This was probably came from even before the Christian time. But let's leave that for another consideration, how you're set apart for his work. But let's look at blessed. Ask yourself, in what ways am I blessed? When you're dealing with your problems and your concerns and your worries, in what ways am I blessed? And what ways does he show me favor? Write those down. In what ways do my trials set me apart for service? In what ways do the difficulties that I face set me apart for a work for him, for service in his name? Do I feel favored? Do I feel put down? Do I feel criticized? Do I feel a lot of negativity around me? Do I feel like people don't like me? Do I feel like I'm worthless? No. You may feel that way, but you're blessed. Psalms 1 tells you that. How do you feel as you approach the difficulties of your life? Because you are blessed, whether you know it or not. Do I avoid the counsel of the ungodly? Do I stay away from advice that is not godly and not helpful? Or do I go to church on Sunday and then during the week forget about those important things and take the advice of folks that don't have the same perspective that I do? So that's the beginning of this series on with the M letter for message out of Psalm 1. So let's pray as we go, and I thank you for your time. So, Father, I pray that you might use us in all that we do, and that you'd keep us mindful of you throughout the week, not just on Sunday or when we're in church for other meetings and activities, that we would find in your word the message that specifically speaks to us about the issues of our time and our day, that we might glorify you in them. And I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name.